Nobody's touched her in 10 years.
Pierce swore and continued his search, while Edgar held the lantern. Edgar looked at the key critically.
Damn me, but she's odd, he whispered. I never seen the likes of it. Small as she is, delicate-like, could be a lady's twirl to some female trifle, if you ask me.
Shut up,
Pierce hissed. Edgar fell silent. Pierce searched, feeling his heart thump in his chest, not looking at his watch, not wanting to know the time. Then his fingers again felt cold metal. He brought it into the light. It was a shiny key.
That's for a safe, Edgar said when he saw it.
Right, Pierce said, sighing. He took the lantern and held it for Edgar. Edgar fished 2 wax blanks from his pockets. He held them in his hands to warm them a moment, and then he pressed the key into them, first one side, then the other.
Time,
he whispered.
9:51, Pierce said.
I'll do another,
Edgar said, and repeated the process with a second set of blanks. This was common practice among the most adept screwsmen, for one never knew when a blank might be later injured after a break-in. When he had 2 sets, Pierce returned the key to its hiding place.
9:57. Crikey, it's close.
They left the wine cellar, locking it behind them, and slipped up the stairs to the basement door. Then they waited.